Lake Nisconta, well a horn. It was the crest when you was born. Your father's father wore it, and your father wore it too.
Alanto, jolly rumbalo, we were up long before the day. Oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May. Oh, the summer is a-coming in and winter's gone away. Oh,
what happened to the Spaniards that made so great a boast? Oh, why, they shall eat the feathered goose and we shall eat the roast. Oh,
Alanto, jolly rumbalo, we were up long before the day. Oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May. Oh, the summer is a-coming in and winter's gone away. Oh,
Robin Hood and Little John have both come to the fair, oh, and we will to the merry green wood to hunt the buck and hare. Oh,
Alanto, jolly rumbalo, we were up long before the day. Oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May. Oh, the summer is a-coming in and winter's gone away. Oh,
God bless and Mary Moses and all her power and might, oh, and send us peace to England, send peace be day and night, oh.
Alanto, jolly rumbalo, we were up long before the day. Oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May. The summer is a-coming in and winter's gone away.
I was traveling with the sheep, and all me mates was fast asleep. No moon or stars were shining in the skies. I was dozing, I suppose, and me eyes had hardly closed, when a very strange procession passed me by. First there came a kangaroo, with his swag of blankets blue. He had with him a dingo for a mate. They was travelling pretty fast, and they shouted as they passed, I've gotta be getting on, it's getting late. Then three frogs from out the swamp, where the atmosphere is damp, they came out and sat down on the stones. They undid their little swags and took from their dilly bags a fiddle, a banjo and a bow. Then the little bandicoot, he played a tune upon his flute. Three native bears came down and formed a ring. Then the pelican and the crane, they flew in from the plain and amused the audience with a Highland fling. Parrots in their joy sang the wild colonial boy. The frilly lizard walked round with a smile. When from out the old she oak, the cookie loudly spoke, and bless me happy days they ran a mile. Then me emu standing near, with his claw up to his ear, sang rock in the cradle of the deep. I was underneath the cart, the boss woke me with a start, saying, Clancy, where the hell's a flaming sheep?
Well, we finished up there with the Ian Campbell Folk Group. And first we heard a song from them, The Drover's Dream. And then the tunes are just called a traditional medley. It's from a CD. It's actually a combo CD. And this album is called This is the Ian Campbell Folk Group. And as I mentioned earlier, we started the set with Tony DeMarco. This CD is called the Sligo Indians. And we heard Patty on the Turnpike. Tony was in the area recently. I forget when exactly. I used to see him many years ago. We won't think about how to try to do the arithmetic exactly how many years ago. Any rate, so actually the subtitle of the album is New York Irish Fiddler, and I used to see him playing in New York a long time ago before I moved out here to Boulder, so it was really fun to see him in the neighborhood. Again, that's Tony DeMarco. His new CD is called The Sligo Indians. And let's see, and then we heard from the Watersons. I sort of did a couple of summer songs because, it was summer solstice last week, and we sure have been having these hot days that, played some songs related to summer, maybe a few more coming up during the rest of the show. So what we heard was the Watersons from their album Frost and Fire, a calendar of ritual and magical songs. And we heard Hal and Toe. And then we went to Ian Campbell doing The Drover's Dream and a traditional medley of tunes. And coming up next, in The Drover's Dream, the song mentions that the parrots were singing The Wild Colonial Boy, and a bunch of other animals are singing some other songs, I think. But I happen to be familiar with The Wild Colonial Boy, and so I'm going to play a version of that. It's by John Doyle. And he actually titles it on his CD, he calls it Jack Dolan. And so we'll hear from John Doyle and then maybe a couple of things about other wild colonial boys or whatever. So here is John Doyle with Jack Dolan.
Colonial boy Jack Dolan was his name, of poor and honest parents. He was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's only joy, and dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. He was scarcely 16 years of age when he left his native land, and through Australia's sunny climes a bushranger he roamed. He robbed those wealthy squatters, their stocks he did destroy, and a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. So come along, the hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll get aboard a plane. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bow down an iron chain. One, the staring youth commenced his wild career with a heart that knew no danger, no foeman did he fear. He held up the Beechwood mail coach and he robbed George McAvoy, who trembled and gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. One day as he was walking the mountainside along, listening to those pleasant birds, their clever laugh and song, wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bow down an iron chain. Dolan, can't you see we're 3-1? Surrender now, Jack Dolan, or your life will not be long. Jack took a pistol from his belt and shook it up on high. Will I fight but not surrender, says the wild colonial boy. He fired at Trooper Kelly and he brought him to the ground. But turning round to Davis, he received a mortal wound. All shattered through the jaw, he lay still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roll the mountain high. Together we may follow, and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bind down an iron chain. So come along, you rebels, we'll roll the mountain high. Together we may follow, and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bow down an iron chain.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Come and listen for a moment, lads, and hear me tell me tale how across the sea from England I was condemned to sail. Well, the jury found me guilty, then says the judge, says he, oh, for life, Jim Jones, I'm sending you across the stormy sea. But take a trip before your ship to join the Iron Gang. Don't get too gay in a Botany Bay, or else you'll surely hang. Or else you'll surely hang, he says. And after that, Jim Jones, it's high up upon the gallows tree the crows will pick your bones. Well, our ship was high upon the sea when pirates came along, but the soldiers on our convict ship were full 500 strong. Oh, they opened fire and somehow drove that pirate ship away, but I'd rather have joined that pirate ship than gone to Botany Bay. With the storms a-raging round us and the winds a-blowing gales, I'd rather have drowned in misery than gone to New South Wales. There's no time for mischief there, they say. Remember that, says they, or they'll flog the poaching out of you down there in Botany Bay. Well, it's day and night, the irons clang, and like poor galley slaves, oh, we toil and toil, and when we die must fill dishonored graves. But it's by, I'll slip me chains, and to the bush I'll go, and I'll join the brave bush rangers there, Jack Donahue and Co. And some dark night when everything is silent in the town, I'll shoot those tyrants one and all, I'll gun the floggers down. Oh, I'll give the law no little shock, remember what I say, and they'll yet regret they sent Jim Jones in chains to Botany Bay.
That was Ian Robb singing Jim Jones from his album called Ian Robb and Hang the Piper. Hang the Piper, I believe, being the name of the band that's playing with him. And let's see, we started that set back with The Drover's Dream. That was in the previous set, but The Drover's Dream mentions the Wild Colonial Boy. The parrots are singing the Wild Colonial Boy in The Drover's Dream. So we listened to John Doyle singing the Wild Colonial Boy, which is titled Jack Dolan, and it's on his CD called Wayward Son. And then all those guitar tunes we heard after that, also John Doyle showing off his incredible guitar stuff there a little bit. We heard The Glad Eye, The Journeyman, and The Wayward Son, jigs, and then going to a reel. And again, that's on his album, Wayward Son. And then we finished up there with Ian Robb singing Jim Jones. Well, the time is 7:29, and you are listening to KGNU, which you can hear at 88.5 FM and 1390 AM in Boulder and Denver, at 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, at 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. And my name's Leslie Lomas. I'm your host, usually on the fourth Wednesday of the month here on Schulte Gale, which is KGNU's weekly program of Irish music, Celtic music from wherever it happens to come from. And a couple of announcements I wanted to tell you about. The Boulder Irish Session has found a new home. It's Murphy's in North Boulder. That's at the Willow Springs Shopping Center. It's on the northwest corner of 28th Street and Iris. And it's one thing nice, they have a nice big parking lot there, so it's easy to find parking. They'll be there every Sunday evening from 7:30 to 11. So again, that's the Boulder Irish Session every Sunday, 7:30 at Murphy's at the corner in North Boulder at the corner of 28th Street and Iris. And also lots of various Celtic music all over the place for July. Eileen Ivers is going to be in Colorado at various shows. On July 13th, she'll be at the Soil Dove Underground. And she'll also be in Durango on the 14th at a Music in the Mountains show at One Skier Place in Durango. And she'll be at La Veda on the 15th. So to get music, depending on where you're going to happen to be around July 14th and 15th, it looks like what's given here for her website information is www.CelticMusicFest.com. That's Eileen Ivers in Colorado coming up this month. Also, the Young Dubliners will be visiting Colorado at the Foot Lagoon in Loveland on July 13th, and also appearing at the Colorado Irish Festival on the 14th, and at Johnny Z's Casino in Central City on the 15th. And for their show on the 13th at the Foot Lagoon in Loveland, Adam Agee and John Sousa will be opening for them. That's the Young Dubliners. And so just more information here about the Colorado Irish Festival. That will be July 14th to 16th in Clement Park in Littleton. And in addition to the Young Dubliners, you can also hear Gaelic Storm, Socks in the Frying Pan, The Elders, Pogie, Chancers Hooley, The Bedlam Boys, Angus Moore, The Stubby Shillelaghs, Juice of the Barley, The Commoners, Cassie and Maggie, Avornine, Indigent Row, and the Wick School of Irish Dance. And there'll be other stuff going on Piper competition, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if that's a complete list of all the performers that are going to be there. So check it out, www.coloradoirishfestival.org. And again, that will be coming up, the dates, yeah, July 14th to 16th. So you can check out that for information. Okay, let's get back to some music here. Where were we? Well, a couple of songs about painted ponies coming up that I was listening to recently. So, going to start with Garnet Rogers and his song, Painted Pony.
Draw close to me and hear my story. Oh, draw close and I will tell of a young and faithful soldier and the girl he loved so well. They met was on a frosty morning in the autumn of the year. They courted all that winter until the winds of spring blew clear. He brought her lily of the valley, oh, fine silk and precious things. And their love grew ever sweetly as the flowers bloom in spring. They would roam the fields together, laughing breathless as they'd ride. They pledged their love together, ah, forever, side by side. One day there came to them a letter. A soldier boy was called away, and her face grew as pale as the moonlight. She knew not what to say. She said, oh love, I am so fearful. In some far off field you might die. He held her tightly and he kissed her, said, I'm not afraid. She knew he lied. And then he smiled and he swung to his saddle. He looked across the fields of green. He said, I will return, love, though all hell should lie between. And I'll bring to you a painted pony, and together, love, we will ride across the flowered plains together, ah, forever, side by side. Oh, I don't need your painted pony, I lack for nothing, love, she cried. Just come back to me, darling. Stay forever at my side. And she stood silently then and watched him. He touched his heels to his horse's side. He cantered past the far horizon. She turned and went inside. Thank you. window. She felt a cloud obscure the sun, and into her heart there came a stillness. She knew her love was gone. Heart fade, she cried in anguish. Heart fade has come to me this day. And she withdrew into her chamber, not another word would say. Dreaming on her pillow, she dreamt she heard her lover speak. His soft kiss upon her forehead, his warm hand upon her cheek. She heard a tapping at her window, at the tolling of the bell. She raised her head, she saw him standing, the dear one she loved so well. Love, how came you to my window? My heart told me you were dead. He smiled and said, don't you remember? Don't you remember what I said? He took her to the shadowed courtyard, and in the darkness she could hear the silver jingle of a bridle. He touched her arm and drew her near. I've brought to you a painted pony, he said, and then the reins he untied. Ah, come leave these earthly sorrows, love, together we will ride. A saddle of the finest leather, and a bridle strung with pearls. They wheeled their horses close together, left this world. They rode across the flowered prairie, and the sun rose red above the hill. And they rested by a stand of willows, let the horses drink their fill. Still they ride every night together, when the evening star is bright. Faithful soldier and his lover guide the ponies through the starry night. They ride together through the star fields, laughing breathless as they ride, chasing down the stars of heaven. Faithful soldier and his bride.
She once had a sweetheart, a handsome young man who was born to the saddle and raised on the land. He courted her gently for 12 months and more. Then one night on his bay, he rode up to her door. And his spurs went jingle jangle, their music made her heart sing. Jingle, jingle, jangle. She rose up and she let him in. And all through that night, as the stars rose and fell, they slept in that place only first love can dwell. But he dressed with the dawn, rode off down the track. She did not call out, and he did not look back. But his spurs went jingle jangle, ringing through the gray dawn. Jingle, jingle, jangle. She stood there until he was gone. In Sydney, was shipped off to France. He fell in some futile, forgotten advance. And though his face is now a shadow from a faraway time, sometimes in her dreams a sound still haunts her mind. Jingle, jingle, jangle, echoing down through the years. His spurs go jingle jangle, and her pillow is wet with her tears. Jingle, jingle, jangle, echoing down through the years. His spurs go jingle jangle, and her pillow is wet with her tears. Her pillow is wet with her tears.
Thank you. Listen in on Thursday nights from 7 to 8 to Highway 322 to hear an entire hour dedicated to folk and Americana music. Hear music from Deer Tick, Gillian Welch, and locals like Gregory Allen Isikoff. Don't miss Highway 322 every Thursday night from 7 to 8 on KGNU.
Raindrops like bullets on my friend's skin and insecurity.
Comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides on a pony she named Wildfire, a whirlwind by her side on a cold Nebraska night. They say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down his stall in a blizzard. He was lost. Ran calling Wildfire, calling Wildfire, calling Wildfire. So by the dark of the moon I planted, but there came an early snow. It's been a hoot owl howling outside my window now 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me, I know, and on Wildfire we're both gonna go. We'll be right.
Wildfire.
Well, it's that there about ponies and dreams and ghosts, I think, and stuff like that. We started out with Garnet Rogers. Let's see. The CD is called Firefly. And wait a minute. Oh, okay. I was getting mixed up there with Wildfire, but no, that's different. Yeah, so Garnet Rogers, the album is called Firefly. The song is called The Painted Pony. Then we heard from Eric Bogle. Jingle Jangle is the name of the song, and it's on his album, Endangered Species. Then we heard another few tunes from incredible guitarist John Doyle. We heard Eddie Kelly's Reeves tribute to Coleman, and again, that's also from his album Wayward Son. And then we finished up there with something might sound familiar, Wildfire by Michael Martin Murphy, which I recently came into a copy of. The CD is called Horse Legends. So if you're kind of like me and you want a whole CD full of song about horses, there's one, Michael Martin Murphy, Horse Legends. Well, oh boy, 7:59 already. Stay tuned in just a few seconds for Musica Mundi with George. One more announcement I wanted to make here. The Elizabeth Celtic Festival is also coming up July 15th to 16th. That's in Casey Jones Park in Elizabeth. And it's going to be featuring Patty Hooligans, The Wicked She-Hogues, Big Patty, Wild Mountain, and Ski and Doof, along with Irish and Scottish dancing and, you know, piper competitions and a sheepdog challenge. And a homebrew competition. So all kinds of things. Again, that's July 15th to 16th. The Elizabeth Celtic Festival, and you can find out more about that at www.elizabethcelticfestival.com. And again, what I was announcing before, also the Colorado Irish Festival is coming up, and you can find out about that at www.coloradoirishfestival.com. Yeah, I thought I could sneak one more little tune in here, but it is 8 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Right now, stay tuned for Musica Mundi with George.